There are disturbances of nature that are claiming many lives. Heavy rains, floods, and tornadoes are increasing. Are you ready to face this crisis? Stay tuned.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the second epistle of St. Peter the Apostle, chapter 3, verses 3 through 13, quote. This first you must know, that in the last days there will come deceitful scoffers, men walking according to their own lust, saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For of this they are woefully ignorant, that there were heavens long ago, and an earth formed out of water, and by water through the word of God. By these means the world that then was, deluged with water, perished. But the heavens that now are, and the earth, by the same word have been stored up, being reserved for fire against the day of judgment and the destruction of ungodly men. But, beloved, do not be ignorant of this one thing, that one day with the Lord is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord does not delay in his promises, but for your sake is long-suffering, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should turn to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief. At that time the heavens will pass away with great violence, and the elements will be dissolved with the heat, and the earth and the works that are in it will be burnt up. Seeing therefore that all these things are to be dissolved, what manner of men ought you to be in holy and pious behavior, you who await and hasten towards the coming of the day of God, by which the heavens, being on fire, will be dissolved, and the elements will melt away by the reason of the heat of the fire? But we look for new heavens and a new earth, according to his promises, wherein dwells justice. Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of catastrophic events that are to happen before year 2000. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on September 13, 1974. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
The light is right. It doesn't have the blue tint. Now, coming through the light, I see, oh, it's Michael. Oh, it's St. Michael. He has on a short outfit, though, with lace-like leggings, they look like, up his legs. And he's looking down now. He's carrying a very long spear and the balance within his left hand. Now he's coming forward. Oh, Michael is very, very big. Oh, he covers almost the whole sky, but he doesn't look out of proportion.
The Lord is speaking. Blessed are thou among women, and blessed is the fruit.
My child. The Queen of Heaven. end of earth, the mediatrix between God and man, has prepared you well. The saints and those who were washed clean by the blood of martyrdom, they join all in heaven crying for vengeance against deceitful mankind and the abomination that offends the Eternal Father, abomination in the house of God.
Among you, and blessed is the fruit of my womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for
us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Hail Mary. Mankind. Entering into deep darkness, has set himself to remove from among you the knowledge of the supernatural. In this manner, will you fall more easily into the darkness and eventual destruction of the others. You will listen and follow the direction of the Queen of Heaven, or you will receive a just recompense. The punishment that will be visited upon mankind shall be meted in accordance with the sins and abominations in the house of God and in the heart of man.
The second joyful mystery, the visitation. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Now the sky is opening up. It looks like a curtain pulling back. I can see dark, very dark clouds rolling, and they're opening up. And oh, Our Lady is coming forward. Oh, she looks so beautiful. Our Lady is standing over at the left side of the flagpole. She's coming forward very quickly. Now on her feet, as the wind is passing her gown, I can see Our Lady has golden slippers, and on each toe, not the toe, but the tip of her slipper, there is a golden rose. Our Lady, her feet look very dainty in the slippers. Was so beautiful. With the light about her, Our Lady, the gown looks very, very white. And the light is catching the trim of her cloak that covers her head, goes all the way across her head, down her shoulders, and to her feet. It's like a coat, an overcovering. Our Lady has at her side A rosary, oh, it's the white rosary with the golden Our Fathers. Now Our Lady is removing it from about her waist. She has what Our Lady is calling a girdle, my child, about the waist. A girdle like a belt, but Our Lady called it a girdle about the waist.
You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns to the earth. There's been flooding and tornadoes since March 1st have killed at least 33 people in Kentucky, Ohio, West Virginia, and Tennessee. The news media used the word apocalyptic to describe the tornadoes in Arkansas. Officials estimate that at least 75,000 homes and businesses were damaged or destroyed in Kentucky, while 5,600 homes and businesses sustained heavy damage in Ohio. On February 10, 1978, Our Lady said, quote, "In my counsels of the past, my children, I have told you many times that Satan has control of the elements. There will be accidents that are not accidents, disturbance of natures claiming many lives, floods, tornadoes. My children, are you ready to face this crisis?" On June 18, 1986, Our Lady said, "There will be more floods with death, more volcano eruptions with death, more accidents that are not accidents, until you will surely come to your senses and realize that there is a higher power working at this time to bring you to your knees." Unquote. What can we do to save ourselves from these catastrophes? On May 10, 1972, Our Lady said, quote, "You must remain with my son through his gift of his heart to you in the tabernacles of the world." Unquote. On May 10th, again in 1972, Our Lady gave us this most important advice, quote, "Do not try to judge without pity or charity those about you. Pray long hours of prayers for those who are falling into the well-laid web of deceit and darkness. You must remain with my son through his gift of his heart to you in the tabernacles of the world. You will be infiltrated if you do not develop a daily habit of visiting my son. He grows lonely." Unquote. Will you make a promise to Jesus and Mary that you will make a holy hour or a visit each day of the week, or 2 days a week, 3 days a week, 4, 5, 6 days, or ideally even daily, to visit our Lord in the most blessed sacrament? I ask that you will pray that Our Lady of the Roses will be the greatest apostolate that has ever occurred in the history of the world. At your holy hours, will you please pray that we have many generous donors who will support Our Lady's prophecies on These Last Days radio program? We have a beautiful prayer booklet for holy hours. I personally use this prayer book often. It's titled Holy Hour of Reparation. It's available for $5, which includes shipping and handling. Also, we have a most extraordinary video by the Monks of Adoration titled Meeting Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. This video costs $20, which includes shipping and handling. This prayer book for $5 and video for $20 will change your life for the better. Order today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331, or call 616-698-6448. On March 25, 1978, Jesus said, quote, "No date shall be given to mankind for reason, my child. You must exercise great care that my words are not misinterpreted. Satan and his armies are seeking to confuse and confound the children of the light." Unquote. In the past, there were two times when the warning was going to occur, but because of the many prayers, it was postponed. On April 5, 1975, Our Lady said, "There will not be a third reprieve." She said, quote, "The merciful heart of the Eternal Father has given you two reprieves in the past, my children. The third reprieve shall not be given. Know, my child, that the warning will come upon you soon." unquote. On May 28, 1977, Our Lady said, quote, "Know, my child, that no man shall add upon nor change the message from heaven to suit his own human desire. No man has a monopoly or shall use this for his own gain or advancement. My message is a free heart, and it must enter into the hearts of man," unquote. On May 18, 1977, Our Lady said, quote, "I have witnessed much confusion upon the grounds when I arrived. I must caution you, my child, not to become embroiled in disputes over my message. I must also caution you to limit yourself, my child, to giving the message fully, directly, and without change from the written word taken from the tapes. Satan will seek to sow confusion and error," unquote. On June 1, 1978, Our Lady said, quote, "Do not tamper with my messages, my children. Do not change them in words, neither add to them nor delete my message. There is a reason that it must be given in its entirety," unquote. Also on June 18, 1977, Our Lord said, quote, "No changes shall be made in my mother's message, for no man shall set himself above my mother, the Queen of heaven and earth," unquote. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on September 13, 1974. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now Our Lady is extending her rosary in one hand like this forward. Now she is reaching into the folds of her dress, and she's holding up, all Our Lady is holding up, the scapula, a brown scapula. Oh, it's a very large brown scapula so that I can see the picture on it. Our Lady holding the infant Jesus. Oh, it's very pronounced. Now Our Lady is leaning forward. "My child, this is your armor and the armor for all mankind. With these sacramentals, we will withstand the onslaught of Satan and his agents. Yes, my child, the agents of hell, the demons from the abyss, always gather outside of a shrine of purity. They never sleep. It has been deemed necessary by the Father to give unto you a photograph of the transport from hell. You will inform your men of knowledge, scientists, that the vehicles known as UFOs are but transports from hell, sent to deceive and confuse mankind and set him in quest of another world that does not exist. Your protector and the guardian of your faith has not been entered into the houses of my son. Know that you will deceive yourselves with this action. Michael must be entered into the prayers and hearts of mankind. All clergy, all shepherds of the flock must praise the Father through his guardian, Michael. You must return, Michael, in your prayer after the holy sacrifice.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on September 13, 1974. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Veronica Lukens, former secretary and close personal friend. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Well, Gary, it's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners again. Now, my first testimony says, Dear Gary, enclosed is another $20 to help keep your good work and inform us with the Bayside Messages from Heaven. I listen to your radio program every Sunday at 8 a.m. on WJJD in Chicago. I want to thank Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, Help of Mothers, and Jesus, and her son, for my blessed and unblessed rose petal. My husband was an alcoholic for many years. I thought there was no help for him to change. I put a rose petal in his pillowcase and left it there for 6 months. He didn't know I put it there. Out of the clear blue sky, he stopped drinking. What a beautiful miracle. It's so much easier to live with him now. I am so grateful for this rose petal. I just can't wait until I receive my rosary beads from you. I pray the rosary every day. May Jesus and Mary bless you. Now I have another one here. It also says, Dear Gary, just a letter to tell you of the wonderful cure I received from Our Lady of the Roses. I went to the vigil grounds 3.5 years ago and prayed for a healing. There, as I had been ill for 14 years. Being a born-again Christian, I had been praying for about 14 years for a healing, as I was very ill with a deadly infection. And I know I would have been dead by now, as I was on death's door, if it hadn't been for Our Lord and Our Lady. I was praying very hard at the vigil site to Our Lady of the Roses and Our Lord for a healing. And a man from the vigil handed me a Polaroid camera and said, Here, take a picture. And I did. Well, I was very blessed to receive a miraculous picture of healing over this terrible sickness. Shortly afterwards, I was completely healed. All the praises and thanks to the bottom of my heart to Our Lady of the Roses and her son Jesus for this wonderful miracle. I thank them always for this wonderful miracle. God grant you the power to be all able to go on in this mission from heaven, which we need so badly in these last days. Our Lord and Our Lady keep you always. And then that is signed. Now I have another one to Our Lady of the Roses friend. For over 10 years, I've been praying, fasting, crying for our household of 15 children, 16 grandchildren. To date, we are over 40. The church changes, the world changes, has been turning our family and myself away from the Catholic Church. We have been hurting spiritually and getting hungry for spiritual food. In January 1987, one evening, I turned on the radio to listen to some peaceful music. Before I went to bed, I turned to your radio station in New York. I strained my ears as the station came and went. I could not believe my eyes, my ears, because I did not know Blessed Mother Mary was speaking to and through any person in America. And from 1970, and only now we know, it was an answer to our prayers. I sent the messages, rose petals and medals, and a video. They came February 21st and February 26th. The messages came first and prepared us for the video, the miraculous Bayside story. All of our people here, 9, 7 children still at home, have been awakened up and strengthened in God's home. We have all been convinced in our hearts that these things have happened here since February 26, 1987, when we all sat down and watched this story. My husband had been away from church and communion for 9 years. He's now back to church and communion, and confession was first. I had been away from confession for 13 years because I did not know you had to confess to a priest before Holy Communion. I now know, also kneeling and receiving only from priests, two fingers. We have all returned to the Catholic Church. We are all baptized Catholics, and we will live and die baptized Catholics. I called at my 8 children married away from home and told them of the messages and video. Also how I was wrong, because the graces are in the church from God, and we have to go and to receive them. All promised to return to church and confession first. Ash Wednesday saw us all there, and we continue to go. This Lent season, we all will return away from sin and return to the gospel. Blessed Mother Mary has visited our home, and she's still here. I am a mother, and I prayed for help so many years. She came and helped me. Mary, help of mothers, keep helping me. Praise be to God and His Son, Jesus, and our Lord and Savior, and our Blessed Mother in Heaven, Mary. I will do all I can with the help of my family to spread the messages from Bayside. God bless you all, and that is signed. And that's all I have today, Gary.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I urgently ask that you make a holy hour this next week before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. He has an ocean of graces and blessings waiting for you. He will give you a great peace in these troubling times. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.